play where you turn around and still get
it? It'll be a good play. It'll be one of the better playbooks we have in the playbook. You know, he's one of those guys that, you know, when he's back there, you know, it's just a whole other dynamic to this offense. So, you know, you guys saw a little bit of him. He's moving around pretty good, so it's exciting to have him back.
Did you realize when you walked up the field a couple weeks ago against Philadelphia, the next time you'd be on the field, could be against them?
I figured that. That's kind of the way I approached it. I didn't know if I'd play. At the time, I didn't know if I was going to play against Chicago or not, but, you know, it is. The last time I played in the game was against these guys, and, you know, some things that, you know, I saw on tape that I want to correct, and hopefully I can correct them, you know, this week and you know, eliminate the mistakes and don't make them twice.
How fast are you in rookie season? What is it like to have a guy like Shermer, Brad Childress, even Holmgren, working with all these really good young quarterbacks, and that experience that they can talk to you or pull you aside and what does that do to you?
Well, I mean, when you have guys like you just named, I mean, those are guys that have been in this league for a long time, like you said, and have been around a lot of great quarterbacks. So I'd be crazy not to listen. You know, I'm just a sponge. I'll ask them questions, you know, especially Mr. Holmgren. You know, he's around practice all the time, and he'll come over and say, hey, you know, I ran this play with Brett and this and that. I'm like, all right, you know, that's, you know, and I'll ask how Brett approached it or whatever it might be. Or same with Brett. He had Brett for a year or two in Minnesota. So it's, you know, like I said, I'd be crazy not to use those guys as resources. And leading up to this, they've been a huge asset for me.
How fast do you have to get rid of the ball against these guys?
Well, you know, obviously their D-line is solid. You got to get the ball out quick, but you got to protect them. You know, I think that's really the moral story. In order to win, you got to be able to run the football. You got to be able to throw the ball down the field. You got to do the small things. But it all starts with protecting, especially with our front five and including our back. So, you know, the ball's got to come out quick at times. You got to pick your spots to take your chunk shots. But, you know, I think, like I said, it's a very good front seven.
Is there anyone else on preparation for this game as compared to what it was a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, right now we're game planning. You know, we're actually looking at tape, game planning, putting plays in we think that are going to, you know, work well against our defense. We didn't do that before. We were just calling plays and run plays, and there was no game plan. So I go in the huddle. We call a play, I know why we're running it, you know, and before we really weren't. So you're kind of like just kind of flying by the seat of your pants, which is, it's tough to play this position with as good as everybody is on that side of the ball and have success. So, yeah, I think it's nice because we're going out there. I understand what plays. I understand the terminology. When they say a formation, I know what we're doing. I mean, it's a lot easier to prepare. I'm not saying it's easier to play, but I'm definitely saying it's easier to prepare and get your mind focused on what they do when you have time to actually sit down and game plan for the opponent. Well, I think, you know, starting with me, you got to take care of the football. You know, we had the ball on the ground too many times between me and the backs, and then I think you just got to, you know, you can't spot a team 10 or 17 points, especially as good as they are offensively and defensively. So I think it's that, just secure the football and, you know, play smart, sound, physical football.
Is there anybody out there that you can talk to about getting ready for the NFL as a quarterback? Is there anyone else?
You know, the guy I've kind of talked to is Zach Robinson. He hadn't played much, but he was a quarterback at Oklahoma State before I was. He's down in Cincy, and he's a smart quarterback, so he's been around a lot of stuff. And, you know, like I said, before this all even took place, that's kind of the guy I was leaning on because we're good buddies, and he was a good resource. But, you know, now it's the guys here in this locker room. It was Seneca, now it's Colt and Thad, and we're all kind of putting our heads together and try to collect our thoughts and help each other.
Could you touch on getting Trent back and having him back on the field, and hopefully he'll be there Sunday, and what you hope he's going to bring to the offense in the running game?
Well, obviously he's a huge addition. I mean, he's, you know, just being able to turn and hand the ball is like I said earlier, is one of the best plays we have in our playbook. I mean, he's you have to respect him. You have to, guys in the box have to account for him, and he's obviously an extremely gifted runner, but I'm excited to see him pass block. I'm excited to see him catch balls out of the backfield, do all those different things. But he's a guy that I'm excited to have back in this lineup, and I know he's kind of chomping at the bit to start playing again.
Have you had time to do extra work with Greg and some of the other receivers that you mentioned earlier?
To grit with Greg? Yeah, we have. You know, we stayed after through a couple routes that we're trying to work through. You know, earlier it was a dig route against these guys that him and myself were on the same page, and so we worked on those. But we've taken our time to get, you know, him, Greg, and especially Josh Gordon. He's another one. You know, he's been going against Nnamdi a lot on that left side, and so there's a lot of guys that we got to keep continuing to grow and mold. But I think we're making steps in the right direction.
How?
It's a lot. You know, I don't, you know, I'm not a, a numbers buff as far as NFL history, but this has got to be close to a record. I mean, there's a lot of rookies on this team, but there's good ones. I mean, really good players. So that's exciting. You know, whether they're 22, 28, or whatever, you know, they're rookies still in this league, and there's going to be some ups and there's going to be some downs.
How would you compare this? Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I think we've got some guys that they don't get tired. They run around and they just continue to grow. They're like the Energizer Bunny. Some of these receivers just run and run and keep going. So I think that'll help. Absolutely. I think it'll help. And I think from what I've seen, you know, it's still early, but I think a lot of these guys have short memories. And you know as well as I do, you have to have a short memory to play in this league and to play big time professional sports in general. So hopefully we'll use that to our advantage and it'll benefit us.
Where is this offense already? But can you compare getting ready for this game to your first professional baseball game, even if it was Class A?
Yeah. Oh, baseball? Shoot. There was no preparation for baseball. It was gripping and ripping, man. It was, you know, we didn't have scouting reports. We didn't, you know, basically only scouting reports, you're in the stands the night before you pitch. So you're kind of seeing it firsthand, but you're not really looking at tape or doing anything like that. So there's, and plus I have basically 6 days to prepare for these guys, you know. And so, you know, there's a lot of film to watch from last year, the preseason. Get a feel for personnel, but it's apples and oranges. Like I said, in baseball, I toed it up and gripped it and ripped it.
I guess I'm talking about emotionally, you know, your first pro football game versus your first baseball game.
I think this is obviously a way bigger stage. You know, I was in the minor leagues. I don't think there was a person in the stands when I pitched my first game in baseball.
Where
so, in Tampa, when I was with the Yankees. In rookie ball, there's nobody there. So I think, you know, this is I got a lot more on my plate, a lot more on my shoulders. But, you know, I'm extremely excited to play. This first one, you know, against Philly, and you know, I think, you know, there's some comparisons. It's my first start, regardless of what sport it is, but it's still it's a lot different. This is a lot different stage than rookie ball, Gulf Coast League baseball in Tampa, Florida. No, high A.
High A.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
How would you characterize this achievement? Starting very first game, quarterback. Characterize it.
Well, I think this is a huge achievement and honor. I mean, not that baseball wasn't, but I think, you know, if I would have pitched in the big leagues, and maybe it may have been a little bit different story. But I think, you know, now that this is the big leagues, I mean, this is essentially the show. And I think, you know, that's the way I approach it. And I think, you know, mentally, even though I was in rookie ball, I was excited when I was 18 years old because I thought I was in the big leagues. You know, I didn't know any better. But now I realize how big of a stage this is and how you know, how important it is to this town and to the guys in this locker room.
Of all the things you wanted to work on in the preseason as you went through the preseason schedule, did you accomplish everything you wanted to do? And do you feel that this offense, you guys are ready to let it rip week one?
I think so. I think we've come a long ways. I think we made strides each week. Even though we lost the last two, I think we made strides at the little things, the stuff that we, you know, that we made mistakes maybe the first week, or we just made strides offensively. I'm speaking offensively. And, you know, I think guys are, like I said, just chomping at the bit to play the first one. You know, the fourth game of the preseason can get a little, you know, everybody's still looking forward to that first week. So it's like I said, I think we accomplished everything we were looking for to accomplish. I think guys were had goals going in the preseason, but I think this is a whole new deal. This is basically the second part of the season, and that's kind of the way that we're approaching it, and same with the rest of the guys.
What have you seen out of the Eagles secondary?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look outside, the two on the outside are really good with Nambi and DRC. I think those guys are really good players, long, tall guys. Their safeties are guys that are always in the right spot, very smart, you know, are really, really, really smart guys, you know, with Allen and Coleman. You know, so those guys are guys that don't make a lot of mistakes. But I think, you know, with our athletic tight ends, I think we match up, you know, fairly well. Their linebackers are really good players as well. You know, they added Kendricks. The rookie from Cal, I know him personally. He's a headhunter. He's a great football player. So he adds a whole new dynamic to what they do as far as chasing the football. But our tight ends are going to be huge this game. I mean, blocking, not only blocking, but also through the middle, making plays, you know, one-on-one matchups with those linebackers.
A couple more guys.
No, not really. I think, you know, that was a nice thing. We saw a little bit of it. One, starting with Detroit, they're kind of the same way, and then playing these guys a couple weeks ago. Those guys get out there wide. Obviously, they're extremely fast off the football, and you know, their main objective is to hit me in the chin. So they're good. I mean, they're great football players. I think, you know, they pay those guys a lot of money to get to the quarterback. That's kind of their agenda. So, yeah, I think it's definitely something that's on the front of our mind. We saw it. I saw it 2 weeks ago, and like I said, we're going to try to have a way to, you know, prepare for those guys. I hope so. No one's hit me since then, but I hope so.
You change up your count when you snap the ball.
That'll be huge. I mean, helping those tackles, especially they're so far from the center. So, you know, helping those guys get off the football. Yeah, definitely that. Some motions. Do a lot of different things. Just kind of keep them, you know, gearing and chomping at the bit.
How is that part of your practice regimen?
You got to switch it up. You have to. You can't go on the same snap count over and over and over. And that'll let those guys tee off and basically be a track meet as far as getting off the football. So, yeah, you got to be smart with the way, you know, the snap count.
Coach Shermer described the offensive line as guys with attitude. How would you describe your offensive line?
The guys got an attitude. You know, I think they're, you know, you look at all the guys. I mean, one, you got Joe. He's an all-pro. We know how good he is, but how smart we are. I mean, you look at Alex. I mean, he's a smart kid. Swords. I mean, all the guys, they're smart guys. They're extremely hungry. You know, I think everybody, you know, for whatever reason, discounts how well they've played. But I think, you know, they're a huge staple for offense. They, in order for us to have success, they've got to play well. And, you know, they are. They're a good unit. You know, I took them out to dinner the other night, and wow, those boys can eat one. But they're a close-knit group. You know, you always watch the twos are in. They're always back there, those five, and just talking. You know, and they're just, you know, they're a really tight-knit group. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks,